opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Ask L Show. This is L.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask L talk show about relationships. Our number here, if you would like to call in, we would like you to call in and chime in with us.
We have to mention something very important,
though. Oh, what's that?
We're missing somebody really special tonight.
Oh, yes. Well,
Mark Coco.
You know, I was going to mention that next, but since you brought it up, we are missing our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews. I think she's listening in.
She's sick tonight. So
yeah, she's sick. So we miss you. Wish you were here.
Hope you get well soon.
Hope you get well soon.
You are missed.
Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. You can listen, well, you already know. If you're listening to us, you don't need to know how to find us, but it's KCNR1460.com or 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. If you don't want to call in and you want to, you know, not have to talk to us, you can always text. And you can text L at
707-499-8999.
I had to.
Thank you, because without Lenny here, I didn't know what we were going to do.
There's no 9.
You know what? It sounds a lot different with a guy.
I know. Like I know.
999.
Oh, wait, hold on.
No,
I don't know how to
like,
do it, Lenny.
99999.
Is that Lenny on the phone?
I think that is. No, not yet.
No, okay. where was I? Oh, yeah. You can text L at that number, or you can even message us on Facebook Messenger to Ask L or me, Ron Lim. Okay. Oh.
Our sponsor.
Lenny's not here, so.
Yeah, I'm doing the sponsor tonight.
Yeah, I was going to tell us about our sponsor tonight.
Fail in comparison to the marvelous job that Lenny does, but.
True.
You know, it's not hard to talk about this sponsor because they're a phenomenal company.
Yes, they are.
K&S Staffing Solutions, and K&S Staffing Solutions, it's incredible what they do. They not only provide opportunities for you to have an incredible opportunity for employment, but they go a step further and they make sure that the personality and the person that the company is looking for is a fit for the person looking for the position. So not only are you going to get a position with them, but you're going to get a position with a company that you have a really high probability of being happy with that position. And so longevity.
Right.
Longevity in that role. And so Lenny texted me her notes on doing the commercial for them. And so they're an industrial staffing company. So they, I just remember some of what she said. They're OSHA approved.
Yeah, OSHA approved.
Yeah. They do a lot of really remarkable things, and I'll review this over the break so that I can give you better information. But what I'm going to give you right now is their phone number. If you want to give them a call, I'm not seeing it.
It's 530-605.
It's close to this
4517.
4517. Yeah. Okay. 4517. Like this. 530-605-4517.
Right.
For K&S Staffing Solutions. Incredible company. Integrity, high quality. You can expect to be able to get in a position that you can be proud of and that you have a really good chance of staying at.
All right. Well, thank you again, Key, in this staffing for your sponsorship.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, L. What the L are we talking about?
Tonight's topic was actually Lenny's idea, and I love it because Lenny comes up with great ideas for this, and she wanted it to be just a real personal night of us discussing, she called it the season of mixed emotions. Well, I called it that, but it's really just about having personal stories of the joys, the stresses, the ups and downs, the in-betweens during Christmas, and each of us just kind of sharing some of our history, some of our present moments and past moments. So tonight's show, 'tis the season of mixed emotions. And so join us tonight. Text in, call in, join us with some of your Christmas stories, some of the things that are memorable for you, some of the things that are ritualistic for you that you do every year, some of the things that create stress for you, and maybe some of the sorrows. I mean, we just want to hear from you. How's that?
So
You're going to start us out with something a little bit different, though. Ron ran across something. I loved it because I think it hits home for a lot of people. This is not always a great season for people. It's a great season. If it's a great season for you, you're so fortunate. You're blessed.
So, yeah, what happened was I got a on my Facebook page, I shared a post. I thought it was a good one to forward and share, and you know, people are supposed to share again and again and again. But it pretty much it goes like this. I'll just read it to you. I reposted it. I was cleaning my house. I stopped in my tracks and sat down and just went down memory lane. All I can say is it wasn't pretty. I think I cried for over an hour with memories of what this time used to be for me and how it was filled with such love and anticipation. And now it brings back memories of the reality of emptiness and sadness. So I would like to remind you that there are people, for whatever reason, are not looking forward to Christmas. Some people are not surrounded by large, wonderful families, like so many of us have. Some of us have problems during the holidays and are overcome with great sadness when we remember the loved ones who are not with us any longer. For many, it is their first Christmas without a particular loved one, and many others lost loved ones at Christmas. And many people have no one to spend these times with and are besieged by loneliness. We all need caring, loving thoughts right now. So the message here, of course, is to think about Christmas and the ones you loved and how people are, you know, lonely at this time of the year. A lot of people are. And, you know, to help them out.
Life changes. There's so much change and there's so many different chapters to life. And, that makes me want to share a story because I had my children later. I had my children in my mid to late 30s. My last one I had at 40, 39. So, therefore, I'm in my 60s and having grandchildren now in my 60s. And so I know, I mean, the reality of that is, and my grandson is, I'm obsessed with him.
Yes, I know. Before we started the program, she was spending 10 minutes watching videos of him.
I make my own videos of him and then I watch them. It's pathetic. But I am obsessed with him, and he's an absolute sweetheart. And we have a bond. I feel like I have a bond with him. But the reality of that situation that's sobering to me is that I think about how many years do I really get to have to witness his life. I mean, if I'm in my 60s now, by the time he's 20, I'm going to be in my 80s. I mean, that's a crapshoot. I could be present, and I may not be present.
Right.
There's a real good chance that who knows what kind of condition I'm going to be in.
Feeling,
Will I be, I was going to say, will I be able to pick him up? He'll be 20. I wouldn't be trying to.
No.
He'll be picking me up.
That's only for a few more years.
So this Christmas is his first Christmas.
Right.
And my presence for him at his first Christmas have everything to do with him remembering me when the pages of my life have stopped being written. So I've got him things. I've got him some great things that he can play with, but also some things that
memories
that he'll have of me when I'm gone. And so that does bring that's a kind of a sobering concept because when you start out life young and full of, I mean, I got married in my early 30s, and then or mid 30s, I guess I was 30 something. I still felt like I had this entire life ahead of me to take a big bite out of. And you build your life together and you have hopes and your dreams and you have kids and your perspective about the future is completely different than now. Here you're on the other end of it. And I know I have a shelf life now. Before I didn't think about it.
Yeah, no, I'm that way with Harlow.
Yeah. Yeah, even more so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that, that's a very sobering thought. It doesn't take away from my joy with him, but it does cause me to, my perception of what
reflecting on
this holiday is, and wanting to cherish every moment I have
with
him.
It does make it more special, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's very sobering. So I think we got we're going to commercial hint. Hence the music.
Oh, break time. Okay.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Take a quick break.
Run, run, Rudolph! Santa's gotta make it to town. Tom Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus trees and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing, so don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
I got my girl L. One time, one time. Hey, yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
Good evening. This is the Ask L Show, and this is, I'm laughing because I couldn't get my headphones on my head.
I'm sorry about that.
You still have them tangled around your mic.
I could have given you some dead air. I apologize.
This is Ron, and this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L talk show. Yes, you have strangled on the cord. Our number here is 530-605-4567. Please call in. Share us your Christmas story, good or bad, with us. You can listen to us at KCNR1460.com or 96.5 FM, or you can text L if you don't want to talk on the phone at
707-499-8999.
Sure. Or you can message us on Facebook, to Ask L or Ron Lim. And Lenny Matthews, our co-host with the most.
We miss her tonight. She's out sick, Lenny. Sorely miss. The show is not the same without you. Certainly our commercials are not.
We miss you, Lenny, if you're listening. And Elle's going to tell us a little bit about the sponsor. Our sponsor is KNS Staffing.
Yeah. So, you know, Lenny was kind of sick at the last minute, and she's the one that's been doing the commercials for KNS Staffing Solution. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I got a shout out to my nephew who got on their website, wrote up a short little commercial for me to read.
Oh, thanks there, Mike.
Thank you, Michael, who, faithful listener since we've started the show. I love you to death. And so he.
Join the show.
Yeah, I'm going to share with you.
We need to hire him.
Right. KNS Staffing Solutions is the best source for your workforce. So that is their slogan, the best source for your workforce. And whether you're looking for an employer, whether you're an employer looking to fill a new position or you're an employee looking for change, KNS Staffing has the tools and resources to meet your need as both an employer and an employee. And that's so true. They really go to great lengths to make sure that the employee is happily paired with the employer and vice versa. So, you know, that kind of satisfaction leads to longevity of job. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put their number on here, and it's 530-605-4517. That's KNF Staffing Solutions. They're on Bocelli Lane in the Mission Square Shopping District, and they're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. And again, that's 530-605-4517. Stellar company.
Thank you, Gaina, for supporting us.
Thank you for supporting us. And, Michael, thank you for that help. So tonight our topic is about the holidays, and we have a couple of callers on the line, and our first one is Joni. Are you there?
I am here. I've
Joni!
Been very quiet.
Merry Christmas, Joni. Joni. Nice to hear from you.
Another faithful listener from the East Coast. I love you. Thank you for your faithful.
I love you guys, too.
Yeah, you're awesome.
And I was listening to you talk about little Warren and that you wanted him to have things to remember. And I sent you that picture while you were talking.
It was a ballerina.
And it's the Sugar Plum Fairy, actually.
Oh, okay.
From the Nutcracker, and it's a sterling silver ornament. And that picture was sent to me by my niece Amy because I gave that to her daughter for her first Christmas. Her daughter is now a sophomore at Fairfield University, and they take it out every year, and they remember it for me. But it's not just her. I had a tradition of, and of course, silver wasn't sky high in those days, and I started doing this back in the 70s, buying sterling silver ornaments for these kids when they were little because I knew that was the one thing that they wouldn't get rid of. You know, like ornaments break and cheesy ornaments sometimes will get lost. But I figured if it was a sterling silver ornament, it's not going to get lost.
Lovely.
And they kept it. And so, and actually, I got one for my son, who is now 35, and I don't do it anymore, but I did it until recently. And he has these beautiful sets of silver ornaments that...
He's got 35
when
ornaments.
I'm gone, when I'm gone, he's going to have all of these things every Christmas, because I take out stuff from, like, my grandmother and my mother, and... Mm-hmm. You know, put that around to bring back those Christmas memories. And
lovely.
So, yeah, I think that's important that you're thinking that way.
It just keeps your hands stretched across time, you know. You're just touching lives even when you're no longer there. And it's a peaceful thought to have. Thank you so much for sharing your story, Joni. I love you, and thank you for being a faithful listener.
Thank you, Joni, for calling
Okay, you guys, Ron, Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great
week. Happy New Year, too, I'm sure. Well, we might talk to you next week.
Yeah, you guys taking next week off?
No.
Nope.
Sounds hard, though.
Then I'll wish you a happy New Year next week.
Thank you, Joni.
Take care, guys. Bye. Good night.
But it's Boxing Day, guys. You guys are going to take Boxing Day off?
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day?
No.
No, all right.
I didn't even know that, if that answers your question.
Okay, all right.
Uh-oh, that means you want it off. Tyler's fucking
freaking off. No. I love being here, guys. You know that.
Okay, well, good.
So all right, we have another caller.
We have a caller. Yeah. Our good friend Katie is calling us from Heavenly Donuts. Is that you, Katie?
Heavenly Donuts.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
How's it going tonight?
It's going great.
Can you bring us some donuts?
Wish you were in the studio with us, though. It's always so much fun to be here.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot to text you, Ron. I'm at my mom's.
Okay. Fine.
I guess.
You have a Christmas story for us?
I do. I have lots of Christmas stories, but I have a Christmas tradition that we do every year.
Oh, let's hear that.
And it's a lot of fun, and my kids would rather do that than Christmas sometimes. So we start off, and we go Christmas Eve morning, my grandpa's birthday, and we go to Deja Vu and have breakfast.
Yay, Carly.
Yes, and then head out to Old Shasta Cemetery and puff on a cigar for my grandpa.
Now
we've added, you know, more traditions because with my grandma we do poinsettias and things like that. And then we go to my great-grandma's and do a shot of brandy.
Oh.
Do you puff on a cigar?
I do take
Absolutely.
A puff, yes.
Absolutely, she does.
Okay. Yep, and then we lay it down and, you know, just
all right.
So tradition and remembering everybody and tell stories.
Nice. That's a great,
yeah.
What a great tradition. It actually gets me thinking. I mean, I don't have any family up here that I can go visit, but I have memorabilia of families that we can, you know, perhaps do a similar sort of celebratory moment.
It's fun. The kids love it. We did it because it's my grandpa's birthday on Christmas Eve, so we kind of started that with my grandma, and then, you know, unfortunately, we've added more and more to that.
Well, how many years so have you been doing this then?
Probably about 15.
Oh,
that's nice.
That's a good start.
I've been doing it.
And you have a new grandbaby this year.
I do, Reese. So he's his second Christmas. But,
second? Yeah, wow. What? Really?
Oh, no. Now we got two grandmas talking to each other with more grandkids.
Sorry. Are we on the air?
Yeah. No.
But no, it's fun to do family traditions and remembering our loved ones.
It sounds like it. Well, good job, Katie. You're an amazing mom and grandmother and friend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Yeah.
I miss you guys.
Miss you.
In the
studio
soon.
Please.
Yes. Come on, join us. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good rest tonight. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
So I got something similar to that, guys.
I'd love to hear from you, Tyler. Please jump in. It's always good.
Thanksgiving is not Christmas, but it's kind of similar. So my father passed away a few years ago on August the 1st, and we were going to have a baseball game that night with my dad just under the lights. We were just going to have the whole family there. And he dies 2 days before that. Mm-hmm. And so we had a choice. We could either put together, because he was an Air Force captain, we could put together a military funeral, or we could do what we did and put together an annual baseball game for him. And we kind of took it as a sign from God that, you know, it was his time to go. And so we put on this yearly game called Papa's Game, and all the kids and everybody in the family, the kids dress in blue, the men dress in white, and the women dress in red. So it's red, white, and blue, because he loved this country. So it's kind of similar. We do that every year, and we are doing it this year on we did it this year on Thanksgiving, and next year we're going to do it on Christmas. We're going to do it on every holiday, so that way he gets to get celebrated.
That's profound, and what a great way to honor a man who's obviously impacted many, many lives.
Absolutely.
He left a great legacy for you.
And that's good that you're thinking about doing that now, because like you said, you just never know. So.
Yeah, I want him to remember me. It's very selfish.
No, it's not selfish.
I'm
just
close
love him.
With him. I'm bonded with him. I just feel very connected to him, and I want to make, you know, just want to make it special.
Absolutely. So, and you should.
Thank you.
And grandchildren are important, you know.
It's something else.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
I felt like I wanted to share that.
That was great. I love hearing these stories. Okay. So
Moving on. Those are some holiday traditions.
Yeah. Did your family have holiday? I mean, we're kind of going down the holiday tradition road, so let's just stay on it for a minute.
Yeah. My family. When I was a little kid, that was a long time ago. Back in the 50s. We would have Christmas at my house, my parents' house, and all the kids, grandkids, of course, and nieces, nephews, we'd all come to the main house, and they would be my parents, Pete and May, Lim's Cafe, May and Pete. They would be sitting in their favorite recliner, and they wouldn't have to move the whole night. All the kids had their jobs to do of... You know, some of the nieces were assigned to pick up the presents and and deliver them to each person, you know, by
the
name.
Present delivery.
Stack them up in front. Yeah, delivery. And when we got them all passed out, then we'd all just open them, paper flying all over the place. We didn't do it one by one or take turns. Everybody was going crazy. And, you know, we'd hold up the presents and show them to each other. With that, we have a call. Okay.
But after break.
Yeah. So that was our Christmas, and we did that for many, many, many years. And then, of course, after they passed away, about 30 years of that, now the family's just sort of, especially now that we've sold the restaurant, we have our Christmas dinners there.
Oh, right.
Now we don't have that.
What a great place to do
that. Yeah, we'd have 30, 40, 50, 60 people every year.
From your family?
And staff.
And friends.
And employees, friends,
okay, yeah.
Everybody.
Gotcha.
At the restaurant, but now that we don't have it anymore, we're sort of all scattered around. Half the family lives out of town, mm-hmm. And then with Thanksgiving and Christmas so close together, we pick or choose, you know, one or the other that we might have something at somebody's house, mm-hmm. But we don't get together for both. Yeah, it's not the same at all.
It's interesting. I was just thinking about that as you were talking and how, you know, when your parents were alive, and so they were probably one of the ones orchestrating all of this, and it revolved around a certain kind of family dynamic.
Very family.
When that changes, then sometimes all of that celebratory gathering disappears, and mm-hmm. then life just looks very different around holidays. And I was just thinking about my kids' grandparents. They were the matriarch and patriarch of one side of the family, and so in holidays, we would all gather, just aunts, uncles, grandkids. We would do the, everybody picks a name out of the hat, and that's who you buy presents for. And it seems like when their grandparents died on that side of the family, that tradition didn't carry on as well. Tried to, but it just dissolved. Then on my side, my grandmother, and I have a story I want to tell after the break, but my grandmother was that for our family. She had the house, and she just had everything. And so we would gather, like you said, sometimes upwards of 20 people in her home. People would come from out of the area, and we would gather for Christmas, and she'd cook the turkey. My grandmother was so funny. She'd stick the turkey, or you know, whatever it was, she'd stick it frozen in the oven and cook it all night long, and it would come out so tender. But I think we're heading up to the break now.
Since we don't have the family, I don't have my whole family all close by. I've actually picked up an extended family, Harlow's.
Yes, you have.
Harlow's family.
All right, we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
We had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family.
Whether you're born country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Hawes Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Hawes Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Hawes Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichawsfarms.com or simply head out to Hawes Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Hawes.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Happy holidays.
Good evening and welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Talk Show, with all that nice Christmas music behind us.
We're missing our co-host.
Oh, yes, we are missing our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews. She's not feeling well tonight. I hope she's listening in. Hi, Lenny, if you are. We miss you. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. We've had people calling in and sharing their Christmas stories with us. We sure would like to hear your story, good or bad. So give us a call. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Thank you, Tyler.
I love it.
You can
name me short.
If some of you don't understand what this joke is about, Lenny Matthews every week for some reason has taken up the ritual of chiming in on the last four digits of my phone number. Kind of miss it, and so Tyler's picking up the torch tonight.
I'm trying my best.
Yes, you're doing great. Lenny's not here, he's helping out. Elle's going to tell us about
our sponsor, K&S Staffing. So K&S Staffing.
K&S
Staffing Solutions. And so K&S Staffing Solutions, phenomenal staffing business. And so if you're looking for work, and they do a lot of industrial type work, You can look up their website, and I'm going to look it up here because I have it here. It is KSS and the number 4, jobs.com. KSS4jobs.com. Anyway, incredible company, phenomenal integrity. They run their business top notch. And if you're looking for a particular kind of job, they're going to make it a point to assess your skills, your personality, your wants, your needs, your desires, your talents. And they're going to find a company that those skills are going to fit well with. So that not only are you happy with your job, but your employer is happy with you, and the probability of it leading to a long-term situation increases. And their number is 530-605-4517.
And thank you again.
Yeah, KNS Staffing Solutions, and we thank you so much. They're a phenomenal sponsor, so we've got them all year long.
We appreciate them. Yes, yeah. We appreciate them very much.
Very much so.
So after the, oh, wait, you know what? We have a caller.
We do have a caller.
We do. We need one more to break our record. This is 3.
All right.
One more. Come on, guys. One more call.
Okay, so we have Michael.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Michael.
How much do you pay this guy?
I love hearing
him. Hi, Michael.
Hello. So my memory actually isn't a Christmas memory. It's a New Year's memory.
Does it have to do with me?
No, unfortunately, but your mom.
My mom, grandma.
Your mom.
Okay.
Yes. So I lived across the street from my grandma from the time I was 4 until I moved out at 17. And every New Year's Eve, I would go spend the night at her house. And at midnight, I'd go into her room and I'd wake her up and wish her Happy New Year. Well, once I moved out and started doing different things for New Year's, no matter what I was doing, I was at a party, no matter what I was doing, at midnight, I'd leave, I'd go outside or somewhere quiet, and I'd call her, and I'd wish her Happy New Year.
Aww.
Very nice.
Now that she's gone,
yeah.
No matter what I'm doing, I go somewhere quiet, I look up to the sky, and I wish her Happy New Year.
Aww. Oh, Michael, I love that. Yeah.
That's nice.
Perfect. You and her were very close. She loved you very much.
We were.
Well, she loved all her grandkids, but you guys were very close. Very special. Thank you for sharing that and bringing a lovely memory of my mom to the radio station.
You're welcome. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
That felt like I was talking on the phone, not on the radio.
Bye.
So I have a memory of a holiday memory, and actually turned into an incredible situation. We were at my grandmother's house, and she had passed on by this point, but we kept the house. And then my kids and I, we moved in it as a family, but just kind of kept it going there. Loved being in that home. And it was a Christmas. We had a lot of people there, and there was this dapper gentleman had to have been in his late 80s that walked past our house. And so my husband at the time walked out and just said, "Hey, would you like to come join us for the holiday?" And he said, "Oh, that would be lovely." So we knew right away he was well spoken, apparent that he spoke several different languages, but disoriented. He didn't know, he was lost. He didn't know where he was. He didn't know, he was completely disoriented, and we had no idea how to get him home, where home was, who he was. He couldn't give us information. So he had a very escalated form of dementia or Alzheimer's. So, and we invited him in to eat, and then he fainted at my table. Yeah, he fainted. And we had an ambulance take him away, and I called the hospital. It took about 3 times of calling for them to convince me to tell me where they took him to once he was released. And he was living in a homeless shelter.
Oh.
Yeah, he was dressed well, had a fedora on. Is that how you say it? Fedora?
Fedora.
Like fit the Dora the Explorer.
Fedora. So he had a fedora on, well-spoken. So we went to the homeless shelter where he was. And for about 2 weeks, we visited him. And it was obvious that he didn't know, he didn't remember anything about himself. And so we just asked him, "You're homeless, would you like to come home with us?" So he said, "Oh, that would be wonderful." We brought him home, and the next day we almost got arrested because for kidnapping.
Oh, no.
Even though he was in a homeless shelter. And we just were baffled by that. He was in a homeless shelter. We gave him a home. What had happened is at night we turned in the keys. We didn't know. He was a ward of the state because he had immigrated into the United States in the 60s, never naturalized, never got a green card, never did whatever it is he was supposed to do. He just worked hard. Mm-hmm. And so we just said, look, we're going to give him a home. And got the help of the U.S. Marshal. With the help of the U.S. Marshal, we began to piece his life together. And this man was a highly decorated, they're called Merchant Marines.
Right.
So he survived, I don't know how many boats he survived off that were sunk over there. He was from Norway. He came over from Norway. So, highly decorated. It took us 2 years. He lived with us for 2 years. We were able to piece his whole life together for him and get him in touch with some family he hadn't talked to in 50 years. And by the time we were able to piece his life together, then we were able to also get him a social security number.
Wow.
And then it was much needed that he was at some point needed to go into a rest home. But yeah, that was a Christmas story that lasted with us for a couple of years. It was an amazing part of our family.
That could be a movie.
That really could. That's an amazing thing.
I'll tell you something else. He was able to get on the phone with, he had one friend that was still that was alive, that had survived with him and knew him as a shipmate and just spoke so highly of him. And the Merchant Marines, we had nothing for him. And the Merchant Marines over in Norway, when they found out about our story, they put it in their paper. It was put in the local paper. And they got together the Merchant Marines over in Norway got together a trust fund for him.
Wow.
And yeah, so we were able to put a trust fund together, which allowed us to, you know, make his life a little more comfortable there in the end. He did make it into a magazine over there. Our story did over there in Norway, made it into a magazine. He hadn't talked to his son in 50 years. We got him in touch with his son. Yeah, incredible, an incredible experience, an incredible story.
It's just strange what you're called to do sometimes, you know.
Like, you do what's put in front of you.
Right.
Sometimes you just don't know what you're supposed to do until it's put in front of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a really good thing to do for
somebody. Yeah, it was an incredible experience for us. So.
That's a record breaker right there.
I think you should definitely turn.
Never thought about that.
Submit this to a studio.
Yeah, it's all documented. Yeah.
Who does Hallmark movies? I don't know. Did we have a caller?
Yeah,
please talk to somebody.
We had a caller. Well, anyway, top that story.
I can't top that story. Like I said, we just, you know, our Christmas is all after we were done with the house, doing it at the house. Then, well, we just still did the presents at the house, but we still all ate at the restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. I don't know.
But you still got together. You saw those times when we got together. Well, some of the things that we kind of thought we could talk about tonight, which I kind of hate to go into any of it. I'm enjoying the stories, but I've told my stories. Oh, okay.
Oh, Tom.
We have a caller by the name of Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, this is Tom, the other Michael.
the other Michael.
Yeah.
Hi, Tom.
How are you?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
We're great. Thank you for listening in. I know you're all the way over there in Ohio calling in. Across.
Yeah.
So you're up late listening to our show, and thank you. Do you have a story for us?
So I have more of like a, well, it was a tradition, but it's memory now. But we would, when I was a kid, we would always decorate my great-grandmother's house. And then the older she got, you know, some of the family quit helping. So in my 20s, I would continue to help her till the year she passed away.
That's nice.
And I can remember, she was a very good cook. She had an antique table that would sit about 12, and she would always cook, you know, big Christmas meals for us. And then when she got to where she couldn't cook, I would end up doing the cooking, but she would stand in the kitchen and tell me, you know, everything to do.
Oh.
And then, like, a couple of years before she passed away, I would, you know, decorate her Christmas tree for her, and I would play Christmas songs on the piano for her, and she would just sit there and listen to it.
That is such a touching story. I'm almost teared up here.
The only Christmas. Do I now?
Well, what an incredible gift you gave her throughout to the end of her life. honestly, just...
Yeah, I miss her a lot. She had several grandkids, but I was actually her favorite.
Not surprised.
Favorite. Hmm.
Not surprised. You sound like you could be a favorite.
I mean, I'm not. Well, you know, Michaels are special.
Well, that's true. Tom, the other Michael. So, this, yeah, I have to agree with you. And from the sounds of it, you are very special. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for calling.
Y'all have a good night.
Thank
yeah, you,
you
too.
You too. Ah, lovely. What a lovely story.
Yeah.
You know, taking the time to invest yourself in the generation that took its, you know, that invested in you. Priceless. Meaningful.
Yeah, very touching stories we're getting there.
Yeah. It's that I am hearing the music, so it's time for us to take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break. Right
Santa baby.
Ooh, I love this song.
Under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough.
Good evening and welcome to the Ask Elle Show. That song was so good I didn't want to stop listening to it. So this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle radio talk show. We are at KCNR1460.com. Again, KCNR1460.com. Check in with us there. Listen to us there. Our number here is 530-605-4567. Please call in and share with us some of your Christmas traditions or any stories you want to tell us about. Again, 530-605-4567. You can also text L if you want to talk on the phone at
707-499-8999.
Thank you for that phone number. I'd like to hear about the, you want to tell us about the our sponsor?
Yes. KNS Staffing Solutions, incredible company. So grateful to have them as our sponsor and get to know a little bit more about them. And, of course, my own family has used KNS Staffing Solutions with great success. So they really live up to the hype. And an incredible company. They're really going to take their time with you and get you placed with a company that you're going to be comfortable with, that is a good fit for you. And also where the company is going to be happy with you so that you have a chance of really that job turning into something more. I mean, they're not.
Well, I think what makes them really special in one regard is that they actually go deep, the deep dive in interview both the employer and the employee.
Yeah, they do assessments.
Even personality, you know, just they don't just say, hey, here's your name and we'll call you. So they can match up employers and employees.
Yes.
With a good match.
They go through.
They have good, they have good results.
Yes, good results. They go through
detailed. And a lot of times they end up in permanent jobs.
Right. Great jobs. And it's a detailed interview that they do. They want to make sure that they know you and that they know your employer so that you can be a good fit. I just think that's what makes them stand out. One of the things that makes them stand out, they're a full industrial staffing company. And if you want to know more about them, you can go to their website, which is KSS4Jobs. That's the number 4, KSS4Jobs.com, and learn more about what they do, being a full industrial. OSHA
approved.
Benefits, you get benefits. The pay is competitive. Great company. Grateful to have them. So thankful for their sponsorship.
Thank you.
And
phone number for them?
Yes. Let me get back to that. And their phone number is like ours here. Mm-hmm. 530-605-4517.
Perfect.
Yeah, 530-605-4517.
And thank you again.
Yeah, KNS Staffing Solutions. And so I was in a little bit of a quandary during the break because really what direction to take our show in for now, the stories.
Traditional stories.
The trajectory of our show tonight was really the nostalgic and sharing stories and had this great feel to it, people calling in. And I think the best part about it was remembering those people who were such a huge part of our lives that have passed on. And, you know, without the callers sharing their stories, I've shared some of mine, you've shared some of yours, and we don't want to bog the dig down on more stories, but I also don't want to change the direction. Some of the topics we had tonight were, you know, what are the stresses of the holidays and what are some of the joys of the holidays? And
I feel like Christmas is one of the holidays, the holiday where the it's all about family.
It's all about family. And so for those who don't have family and for those who don't have connections and for those who
are going to be lonely,
are in a situation that it is isolating, this has a very different feel than, you know, what you and I are experiencing. Mm-hmm. I get to have my family near me and around me this holiday season. But there's a lot of those that we know and maybe don't know that have, this is just not a good holiday for them. It brings up a lot of pain.
I know there are some people that Christmas music makes them depressed.
Right.
Because they have negative.
Right. It's a reminder of, you know, maybe the holidays weren't so good. Maybe the holidays were a time when family didn't get together joyfully. Maybe the holidays were a time when.
Or they loved their lost ones.
Or they lost their loved ones.
Especially around that time.
Yeah.
Christmas time.
Or just don't have their loved ones
in
their life. But we have a lot of time left in the show to still talk about things. And so I really am going to kind of dive into some of the stresses and, you know, because we go through. There is, you know, I had an experience last night and I was walking through the mall with a friend of mine. And I used to love walking through the mall and having that holiday experience, especially Macy's. Macy's always did.
Oh, yeah, they go all the way, don't they?
Yeah, so I went to the mall. Hey, let's walk around because I do so much of my shopping on Amazon. I'm just a point and click. I love it. It's so easy.
I know.
And so busy right now with the with New Life Discovery Project. So ordering off of Amazon it has kind of been a lifesaver. But I really wanted that holiday experience. And then going to the mall last night, it was dead. There was hardly anybody there. There really wasn't a lot of festivity. It didn't feel festive. It felt empty.
Wait a few more days when it's on.
Do you think it was just too early?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. I'm going out on the 22nd first year every year. Listen, people talk about last-minute shopping like it's a bad thing. I think it is the best thing. You got a shot clock on. You got to get
everything. Get through it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like a sport, like if it's basketball or something.
Running from store to store, aisle
exactly.
to aisle.
Yep.
That's funny. Yeah, it just was like, but it seems like, I don't know if things have changed since in the last few years because of online shopping being so convenient, but the stores didn't seem full like they normally are with people or with product. There's a bit of an empty feeling.
Well, the online has definitely changed.
And I'm part of that problem because that's all I do is shop online.
Okay, I have to confess, I do too. In fact, I have Harlow knowing that things are coming from Amazon.com.
Yeah.
Not Amazon, Amazon.com. He's known that since he was like one and a half or two.
I do. I order toothpaste off Amazon. Everything. Cat food.
Well, you're a busy girl. You don't have time to run around town. I was at Costco yesterday and it was packed though. Costco
was. Okay, so
they don't just have food.
So holidays have changed to Costco.
Yeah, they don't just have food, you know.
So now I need to just go walk around Costco and have that holiday experience. And good decorations. But yeah, so it was a little bit, it was interesting having that experience. I had an expectation of something totally, I want to go to Macy's. I just want to walk around Macy's.
But you know, the nighttime traffic is pretty bad though. Even though the stores aren't full, there's a lot of traffic. I don't know where they're all going.
Yeah, where are they all
going? Maybe you're just at the wrong store at the wrong time.
I was at the mall.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's pretty much where everybody goes these days.
So the chocolate was good.
Oh, good.
So was the fudge.
I haven't been in the mall for
a long
time.
They have somebody making homemade fudge.
We have a caller.
Oh, Shiloh.
I know that name.
Hello.
Hi, this is my daughter, Shiloh. Oh, thank you for calling in. Hi, honey.
Hi,
Shiloh.
Good
to hear your voice.
Hi.
You called
it. I just had a funny Christmas story, actually.
Okay.
That I remember. I remember when I was a kid, I used to be so excited for Christmas because you always did such a good job decorating and, you know, we didn't always have the nicest houses, but you decorated them and made it a house and the home feels so homey. With our trees and everything. And so I just remember that always being something super important to me. And I think that's why I always try to decorate so much around Christmas time.
You did the decorating this year, yes.
Yeah, because I feel like it just reminds me of when I was a kid and you would decorate and make the whole house just feel so homey.
Well, thank you, Shiloh.
But my funny story is I remember one year when I came downstairs because I used to sneak downstairs and try to peek at the presents. And one year I came down and I swore I saw whipped cream on the counter. And so I took it and I filled my mouth up with it, but it was shaving cream. It was actually shaving cream.
Oh my gosh,
why
that's
would somebody
awful.
Leave that on the counter?
I don't know. Why
it was horrible.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Hey, you didn't see Mama kissing Santa Claus, did you? When you went down to look. You didn't.
I saw Mama kissing
Santa Claus. But that's all.
Oh,
well,
thank you for sharing.
Funny story. Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate you calling in. Good to hear from you. Thank you for the compliment, Shiloh. You really have picked up the baton with that this year in decorating because I haven't had a lot of time.
Yep, busy woman.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, it means a lot to me. So, okay.
Well, thank you again for calling.
Bye. Love you. Aw. That was
very sweet.
From her. Yeah. So, you know.
Family always has to say nice things.
Yeah, I paid it.
Oh, no, they do not.
No, they do not, he said.
All right. Oh, really, Tyler?
That's true. I mean.
Do you have a story to share about that?
No, we don't have enough time to share that one. So.
Okay. I want to hear it.
Well, I know we're getting close to the end of our program.
We are getting close.
Is there anything else that you want to share out there with everybody?
Well, there was a lot I had to share tonight, but again, it just felt like the way that the direction of the show was going, I didn't want to yank it sideways in a completely different direction and change the mood of it. And so here we are kind of on this nostalgia. But I know that for a lot of people out there, that, you know, that nostalgia is painful right now.
What could people that are in that position do? They're lonely. They don't have anybody to hang out with or around. What can they possibly do?
So I'm just going to put this out there. I don't normally do this, but it's on my mind. And as many of you know, I'm the program director for the New Life Discovery Project. And it's new. We're a new project. It's just taking off. Like, it's amazing. And a lot of the people that are in our program don't have family.
Mm-hmm.
And Shiloh, I'm just going to say, she's my case manager for the women there. She did a phenomenal job decorating the facility this year, making it so that people had that that sense of Christmas spirit.
That's nice.
But, you know, if anybody is out there in one,